This is Radio Superior 1941, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from that era. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1941. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
It's 6 o'clock standard wartime. This is station KUWS broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. It's Thursday, December 25th, 1941, and Christmas blesses the earth. This is Jack McKenna speaking with my partner Lou Martin, standing by with the Carey Garage 6 o'clock news. Carey Garage, where Henry Carey and his family wishes everyone holiday cheer. So, Lou, sorry to say, Christmas 1941 can't spread its cheer around the world.
Well, I'm afraid not, Jack. I'm afraid not. One of the worst disasters in British military history appears to be taking place in the Far East. Reports from Tokyo and elsewhere indicate the Japanese have taken Hong Kong. Imperial Tokyo headquarters has announced that the British garrison had surrendered at 5:30 p.m. Hong Kong time after 11 days of a bloody siege. The hard-fighting garrison was hopelessly outnumbered and had twice rejected demands to surrender the island citadel of 1 million people. This gives the Japanese a new base just 750 miles from Manila, as the battle for the Philippines continues to rage against American forces, also said to be outnumbered and in a defensive position. How long the United States forces can hold out against the continuing, consolidating Japanese hordes is not known, but General Douglas MacArthur insists that they're waging stiff resistance in Luzon and Manila. In Manila, one war correspondent reported the scream of air raid sirens are mixed with the ringing of church bells for the Christmas services. The War Department was not downplaying the seriousness of the situation in the Philippines, saying that further bad news could be expected, including the possible fall of the islands. Sadly, the fate of 400 Marines left on Wake Island, battling continuing Nipponese attacks by air, land, and sea, is unknown on this sacred night. United Press reporter Sandra S. Klein writes from Washington that those brave heroes who go down in military history were the men who fought at the Alamo and made Custer's last stand. The attacks on the small island outpost in the middle of the Pacific Ocean began shortly after the sneaker raid on Pearl Harbor. On December the 9th, Japanese forces began assaulting the Marines on Wake Island, but they continued stiff resistance, even as they took heavy losses to their planes and artillery by a force that outnumbered and outgunned them. Their radio answer to questions was always, "Resistance is continuing against the enemy." At one point, they even radioed Naval Command, "Send more Japs." As of yesterday, no radio communiques have been received from Wake Island. The commander at Wake Island is 38-year-old Major James Patrick Devereaux, married, the father of one son. He calls Washington, D.C. his home. Again, there is only radio silence from the brave defenders of Wake Island. Their situation is unknown and thought to be desperate. This dispatch from Cairo has better news. The British Expeditionary Force has captured the ravaged coastal city of Benghazi in northern Africa. The Libyan port city is vital, lying between Tobruk and Tripoli, and has changed hands with the Axis forces. And smashing gains have been reported by United Press, which recorded radio reports from Moscow. Russian troops have pushed back retreating Nazi soldiers outside Leningrad, recapturing 18 Soviet villages, while German suffered heavy losses. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Winston Churchill continues to stay in Washington. Tomorrow, he'll address a joint session of Congress, including members of President Roosevelt's cabinet and the Supreme Court. Today, the President and the Prime Minister paid tribute to the Prince of Peace, spending Christmas morning at the Foundry Methodist Church. The two world leaders heard the story of the birth of Jesus and the sermon topic, "Purge Our Hearts of Hate and Save the Hate of Evil Deeds." Carey Garage News Time is 6:06. Now, with a word from our sponsor, here's Jack McKenna.
Thank you, Lou. And Carey Garage, a very familiar name at the head of the lakes at 6th and Cumming in Superior. And to quote a couple of deals here that may interest you folks, used cars, white meat deals, so to speak, 1941 Mercury sedan coupe, radio, overdrive, low miles, finished in rich black, new car guarantee, $969. Here's another, a 1938 Buick coupe, or as my swell friends say, coupe. A swell car, model 46, finished in blue, radio, 1942, Wisconsin license, $399. That's the price of the car, not the license. So, folks, look in on Carey Garage. They've got everything that you want. The cars are winterized, good batteries, good tires. 6th and Cumming in Superior. Lou.
A Superior man fell 30 feet to his death yesterday at the Great Northern Ore Docks in Eloise. The coroner, Herbert Smith, says that 43-year-old Chris Hammer was dead on arrival at St. Mary's Hospital in Superior after losing his balance and plunging off the railroad trestle. Hammer was born in Norway, moved to Two Harbors as a small child with his family, then to Superior, where he spent the last 40 years of his life. He was a member of the Concordia Lutheran Church. The Superior Director of the State Employment Office says that there are many job opportunities in the Merchant Marines, and sailors for the high seas are needed. The office director, J.B. Budzinski, says that there will be a recruiting session at the office at 1710 Broadway. Mr. Budzinski says that 1,200 merchant marine ships will be launched in the next 2 years, and more than 40,000 sailors will be needed. Trainees will get free transport to school, free lodging and food, a $100 clothing allowance, and $54 a month pay while they're in school. Well, it is Christmas, even though it may be more green than white outside. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has our Christmas evening report. Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
Merry Christmas to you, Lou, and to you listeners. And yes, this is the first Christmas without snow in recent memory, but it hasn't taken away the Yule spirit locally. This morning, Tower Avenue in the downtown was quiet, save a taxi rushing a parishioner to Christmas service. Except for a lone patrolman, the streets were empty, shops closed, couldn't even get a cup of coffee, as family reunions highlighted the day. Even that cast a shadow over this holy day, as many families had expected their servicemen sons and fathers home. But, of course, those plans changed December 7th as leaves were canceled because of this national emergency. But families were not forgotten, judging by the huge amount of packages and special delivery letters and telegrams that were received today. Messenger boys had to hop lively to keep up with a flood of wires today. A group of about 60 aged men at the old men's welfare shelter just above the relief office was treated to special Christmas Eve dinners last night. The Superior Elks, Reverend Alvin Carlson of First Presbyterian Church, and employees of the Evening Telegram and Superior Water, Light, and Power Company pitched in for the old gents to perhaps remember better Christmases past. The Elks also sent out more than 100 Christmas baskets to needy families, while the Salvation Army delivered several hundred Christmas baskets at noon to transients in the city. One more good point, Lou. The number of needy has decreased considerably compared to last year. The Depression continued to have its hooks in the area in 1940, but not this year.
Thank you. That's good and inspiring news. Thank you, Mike. Well, the Dodd Gymnasium in Ashland will be nicely decorated tomorrow night for the Ashland Monday Club annual Christmas dance. Mrs. H.F. Joyce says that money from this fundraiser will be donated to the Red Cross relief effort. Mrs. J.B. Chappell and Mrs. W.C. Lonsberry are co-chairs of the event. The Ashland Chamber of Commerce has announced the winners of the city's Christmas Light Contest. The home at 412 15th Avenue West, owned by Fred Carlson, won first prize, while the second prize went to Mrs. Charles Lodell of 1701 6th Street East. And finally, Jack, the warm hearts of Americans everywhere reached out to the son of Navy pilot Captain Colin Kelly, the hero who was killed while strafing and eventually sinking a Japanese battleship off of Luzon 2 weeks ago. 19-month-old Colin Kelly, the third, found himself surrounded by gifts from all over the country, strangers, most of them, to honor the first American hero of the Second World War.
Whoa, that's pretty touching, Lou.
And you can expect that Tad got lots of model airplanes and defense bonds for gifts, but his favorite toy seems to be a giant teddy bear that he received from the officers of the naval transport, the San Miguel.
Well, our thoughts go out to the family of Captain Colin Kelly. For once, I don't know what else to say.
That's all right, old friend. I think the American people said it all with their gifts to the little guy.
Right. Now, good listeners, my favorite moment on the Martin and McKenna show. This new wartime abbreviated forecast from the United States Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth. For this Christmas Day, 1941, I can tell you we have a chance of flurries tonight, with a low around, 10 degrees above, after a high today of 31 degrees. And thanks to war censorship rules, that's all I can tell you. Let's hear some fine Yuletide music now and keep you in that broad holiday spirit. Here's It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, Sammy Kay with his swing and sway on station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes. And nicely done by Swing and Sway of Sammy Kay. We've just enjoyed those fine sounds on station KUWS. The folks at Loney and Clemens Realty wish you all a warm Christmas and remember them for your housing needs. Right now they have a hot air, heated, five-room bungalow on Baxter Avenue for just $3,700. Loney and Clemens, doing business since 1889. Happy holidays from DeVink Madsen, Pontiac dealer in Superior. They have a 1935 Plymouth two-door with radio, heat, new tires for $85. Kaner Iron and Metal on 3rd and Clough Avenues remind you that they're paying 50 cents for every 100 pounds of magazines you bring in. They'll also take your deerskins and scrap metals. Kaner Iron and Metal wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ask your operator for 901. And the Fagerlund family wants you to enjoy the holidays with your family. Fagerlund has all your fuel needs. And that's the greetings for today, Lou. What have you got here?
It looks like we have a guest poking his head in the door. Merry Christmas, Mr. Raffaele.
Oh, boy, this is good.
We all know him as the chairman of the Douglas County Draft Board Number 2.
Amen. Well, I thought I'd just stop by. I got you a little something. I'll just leave it here and be on my way.
What's this?
A gift? Is it ticking?
It's nothing. I just figured here you two are working on Christmas Day, and that's doing your duty, too. So anyway, I've got a lot of stops to make, so I'll see you around, and God bless America.
Well, thanks. And to think, Jack, we didn't get him anything.
No mistake there. What did he get us, Lou?
It kind of looks like chocolates.
I figured it'd be a hand grenade or something. Well, go figure that. Ain't Christmas grand. And I got dibs on the dark chocolates. How about that, folks? You never know, do you? And again today, I'm speechless. So I'll pipe down and bring in the music instead. Here's Glenn Miller on Station KUWS. How about that, folks? And my favorite, Glenn Miller, with Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas, featuring vocals from Ray Eberle and Tex Beneke, all on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Hey, Jack, you won't believe this. You remember the gent that we talked to from Honolulu the day that Pearl Harbor was bombed?
Mr. Higa. Oh, I'll never forget him. And I can't help but wonder how he's doing.
Well, why don't you ask him yourself? We've got a hookup with Northwestern Bell to Honolulu right now. Say hello, Jack.
Hello, Mr. Higa. You there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Can you hear me okay?
Well, you sound like you're calling from next door. Are you okay? And how are you doing? Are you okay, really?
Yes, I'm okay. We've been working real hard here since December 7th. I'm not allowed to say much about how we're doing here. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, don't I know it. You wouldn't believe what those sensors did to my weather forecast.
Now, Jack, we need to hear from Mr. Higa while we've got him. Mr. Higa, we're curious how everyone is doing over there.
Morale is high. We have Admiral Nimitz just arriving here yesterday. Everybody's chipping in. We're not going to be defeated, I can tell you that. And the people of Honolulu and all of Hawaii, for that matter, are all behind Uncle Sam. We're rebuilding. If they attack again, we'll be ready. The news is bad around the Pacific, but here we will not be defeated.
I can't tell you how good that sounds. It's a relief to know you're okay, Mr. Higa.
This is the Northwestern Bell operator. You have 1 minute left, sir.
If the Japanese attack did anything, sir, it taught us to be ready and to prepare for the day sometime soon when we strike back at them. Let me wish you a Merry Christmas, or in our language, Melaka Lika Maka.
And, whatever, to you too, sir.
That's a good try, Jack. And Merry Christmas from Superior, Wisconsin, Mr. Higa. Goodbye and good luck, good friend. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and the people of Hawaii.
That is appreciated. Good night.
That is all of the time, sirs. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, operator. And thanks for the great work getting the hookup.
You just let us know whenever we can help. Goodbye.
This is the Muletide music of Dick Hames and the Song Spinners, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs and
while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders and wonders of his love.
I tell you what, friends. This might be a green Christmas, and in many ways a dark one, with loved ones away in service of our country, but this is still Christmas. And Lou, nothing can stop that from being special.
No, it can't, Jack, and the people of our area aren't letting the war interfere with the duties that go along with the Christmas spirit. Our society editor, Harriet Feurig, is with us to tell us all about it. Merry Christmas, Harriet. Is that a Christmas necklace that you're wearing?
Why, yes, it is. And you know, this was left in my mailbox by a certain someone who didn't leave his name. Just wishes for a happy holiday. You wouldn't know anything about it, would you, Lewis?
Well, of course, not I. But do you like it?
It's lovely, Lewis. Just like whoever sent it to me. Well, lots of good and important deeds to talk about. The Polish Council will sponsor a dance at Vasa Hall at 11th and John Avenue in Superior on January 10th. The Polish National Alliance Orchestra will play, and all of the money raised will go to help Polish war refugees. Congratulations to Miss Gita Siegel on her betrothal to an Army lieutenant from Chicago. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. A. Siegel of John Avenue, made the announcement today of the happy couple who are now living in Puerto Rico, where husband Abraham Broud is with the Medical Corps. Christmas carolers are so busy tonight, and the lovely voices of the Sunday Evening Musicale group are warming the hearts of our ailing citizens. The Sunday Evening Musicale is singing at St. Mary's, St. Joseph's, and St. Francis Hospitals in Superior. Bless their hearts. And while we remember the Christmas baby, there are no Christmas babies for 1941 from Douglas County. Not a one, Lewis. The closest was by a Solon Springs couple last night at 10:35, a beautiful little daughter born to Mr. and Mrs. James Cosgrove.
But none today, Harriet?
Indeed. Of course, they've got another 5 hours and 30 minutes to make something happen. And this last story, Jack and Lewis, just breaks my heart. Those 37 orphans at Superior's Children's Home at the old Pattison Mansion won't get to have all those parties that people in the community put on for them this year. Everyone was ready to give the little ones a big Christmas, but this week one of the orphans came down with scarlet fever. Well, we all know what that means. The boys and girls are quarantined for Christmas. Just awful luck.
Indeed. Whew, boy, that is terrible. Poor kids.
No one can go inside except the staff, who have already been exposed. Everyone has to stay in the home, no coming or going. They will get presents from the community, though, and I have found out they'll even have a Santa. Good old Jack Hansen, the home's caretaker, will play the part and hand out presents.
Nice going, old Jack Hansen. Good for you.
Sounds like they will have a Merry Christmas anyway. Well, thank you, Harriet.
Lewis, if I may...
Anything for you, Harriet.
I just want to tell everyone, and I hope I don't get all emotional here, I just want to tell everyone that I'm so proud to be able to tell about the news of our community. It's not just one or two people, but it's so many people who do so many things to sing, to volunteer, to contribute, to educate, to beautify, and to help our fellow men. Well, in these extraordinary times, I know we will prevail, but I know it won't be without great sacrifice, and I'm afraid great losses to many families. I just know that a city, a village, a nation is only as good as its people. Merry Christmas, and as Mr. Dickens wrote, God bless us, everyone.
Hear, hear. Merry Christmas, one and all, Jack.
You betcha, Lou. Well, Harriet, that was beautiful. We'll be back same time, same place for Lou and Harriet and Mr. Dickens and even Mr. Raphael. This is Jack McKenna speaking. We will never forget the Christmas of 1941.
This is Radio Superior 1941, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research assistance from Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson, with sports reporting done by Ray Paulson. Other performances provided by Kathy Loxo. All events reported on Radio Superior 1941 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530. Email at simonson@wpr.org or write to us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1941. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.